Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Tatika. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm kind of, what type of place is this?
This is a third-party customer call center that handles customer service for hundreds of companies online. So how may I help you, sir?
Okay, well, y'all charged my credit card. I have no idea why y'all would charge my credit card. Okay. And you guys are one of the few that charged my credit card. I have no idea that it wasn't me.
Okay, sir. Could I have your zip code, sir?
11233.
First and last name, sir?
Smith.
Last name is Smith?
Yes.
Okay, first name is Marvin?
Yes.
Okay, could you verify your address for me, Mr. Smith?
It's 308 Stuyvesant Avenue, Brooklyn, New York.
Okay.
11233.
Okay, sir. All right, you look like back on 325-2022, you put in... You entered a contest to win an iPad. They already told you you had won an iPad. The only thing you had to do was send in the shipping and handling. Remember that? An iPad.
I don't even use an iPad. I don't even use... I don't use a tablet.
Okay.
I don't use none of that.
Okay. Basically, this is what it stems from. This is what these charges is for. Basically, what it was is when you enter that contest, in order for you to enter that contest and stay in that contest, they also enroll you in the terms and agreement. They enroll you in a meal planning app called Bite Hubs. Basically, what this does is helps you create meals based on how many calories you want to consume in a day by using real food.
No. No. Wrong answer. Because like I said, you know, see, my credit card has been compromised. Because they got an airline ticket on here that I got found and just got resolved.
I don't know anything about that, but I'm just saying.
No, but I'm just saying, well, what I'm telling you is people been using my credit card that I wasn't aware of, you know. So I'm looking at, I just got my statement today, and I'm just looking at it now, and I'm going through it, and like I said, I don't know. I didn't offer out no 5989. Then I got other calls that someone, some preference, you know, just adding stuff on my credit card that definitely wasn't me. So I would like to get them charges reversed, you know. Hello?
I'm here. I'm doing what you asked me to do, sir.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I was kind of, you know.
No, sir. When I get busy with my hands, I just get kind of quiet.
Okay.
That's all.
Oh, Lord, I must not believe this.
Okay, sir. I do have you refunded both of them. That is a total of $59.89. It will take 3 or 5 business days before they will go back to your account. The latest that it will be in your account will be the 25th of May. Business days do mean Monday through Friday, so that's why I said the 25th of May. Okay, I do have your account canceled. No further charges on this end can be charge for anything. So if it's anything related to this company, somebody go back in, they will not be able to do anything with anything with your name. Your name is this your Gmail, MarvinSmith1963@gmail.com.
Yes.
Mhm. That right there, and then your phone number is. Hold on 1 minute. Your phone number is 917-415-1148.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No more. None of that will be able to be used. So I do have you refunded, and I do have you canceled. No further charges will be charged to your account. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, ma'am. Thank you very much. You've been very helpful.
No problem.
God bless you.
You got a pen and piece of paper so I can give you a cancellation?
Yes, I got it right here in my hand.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
920-489-629-620.
For me?
620. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right, thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day, okay?
Thank you, ma'am.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.